This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. We find ourselves at the end of another week doing our review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of August 3rd to the 7th under scrutiny. And I have with me several esteemed broadcasters. Interesting how the deck chairs are changing. I didn't say this was the Titanic.
Thank God. Sometimes
right, exactly.
It feels like it.
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple of weeks of tough stuff going on with the staff of the DJV show, which normally are the other components along with me at this review. So we take a talk radio point of view, the news talk radio point of view from the way we've talked about these issues on our program. But let's see, last week Jennifer had COVID. She still does, but she's a trooper, so she's on. John Harper was on with Victoria last week. Victoria's got a problem because of the hurricane this week, so here we go.
So now you get to sit by Corona Girl, John.
Yes, right.
Hey, how lucky can I get, right?
Yeah.
My Corona.
If you want to like your chances.
Really? All right, so let's go through the stories. The first one at number 10 is the New York Attorney General seeking to break up the NRA, the National. They want to break up the NFL too, for all I know. They've got about as much of a chance of breaking up the NFL as they do the NRA. Anyway, so the problem here, Jennifer, is what? Under what circumstances or on what grounds would the AG of New York have to try to break up the NRA?
Well, I think it's okay. For first, we talk about the logistics. The logistics are the NRA is based in New York, so the Attorney General thinks that they can go in and dismantle the physical center, essentially, of the NRA. So that prompted President Trump to say, I just moved to Texas. But what I think it does more philosophically is it makes people consider what the platform of the left is going to be. And I say this a lot. The far left is telling you what they want to do, but it seems that people in the middle and conservatives just aren't listening. So we have to start listening. And that is that they want to take away your guns. I mean, the NRA, why go after the NRA? I would bet my fortune, which isn't much, but I bet it. My $20 in the bank.
The stock in the cruise line.
In the Carnival cruise line, which you know is going well because they've been postponing those. But it is not members of the NRA that are going out there and engaging in gun violence in this country. It's not the people in Chicago who are shooting each other. The people in New York, where the Attorney General should be much more focused on what's going on in their home state of New York, that is not by people that are card-carrying members of the NRA. So it's ridiculous to think by going after the NRA that somehow you're going to get rid of gun violence. No, you need to go after criminals. That's the idea. And you need to let people who are good, law-abiding citizens exercise their Second Amendment rights to hold on to their guns. But what's happening is the left wants to dismantle that. They don't want you to have guns. Joe Biden, if he gets elected, is going to put Beto O'Rourke in charge of his gun program. And you can bet that nobody is going to be allowed to buy guns if Beto's in charge.
All right, so this circumstance in New York, it would not happen in Florida. John Harper is WMEL on the Space Coast, so this would never happen in Florida, right?
I don't believe it would, but in addition to what Jennifer was just saying, apparently the head of the NRA is coming under a lot of scrutiny for a lot of money that is alleged he has been taking for personal use.
And Wayne LaPierre.
Wayne LaPierre.
Yeah. Bad guy. He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He has been under the microscope. He's got way too much power, way too much influence, and he wields it with a very heavy hand. I belong to the NRA and have for 40-some-odd years. Never liked the guy. Don't think he has much credibility, but he likes to push people around. And for whatever the reason, I don't know whether he's got pictures
of
congressmen with chickens or what.
Yeah, I mean, you think about who's in charge of the unions. They wield that same kind of power as well.
Yeah. Look at the post office this week.
And so I would say make the changes within the NRA. Don't dissolve what is actually something really positive. The way I learned to use my gun, because I own a gun for home protection, I went through 8 hours of NRA training that if I hadn't had, I don't think I would be nearly as confident. So it can be really good in the safe use and deployment of a weapon in the home. So I don't know. I hate seeing people vilify it because of a one
person. Well, they don't know. They don't understand it. They really don't. Okay, but Wayne LaPierre should go. See you later, pal. Number 9, this is something that hasn't gotten as much play as I thought it might have. It did for a couple of days, and then it sort of went away. The Beirut explosion. I remember talking about it. Jennifer, you weren't here. John, you may have heard me, if you're listening to the program, talk about it looking like a mushroom cloud. And it happened to have taken place the day before the anniversary of Hiroshima. And it was, you know, who knows? Somebody was thinking, well, maybe this is a way of getting a focus on that again and how bad the nuclear weaponry that's around is. But this wasn't nuclear. This was a big pile of fertilizer next to a bunch of firecrackers. But somebody thinks that the Russians, or many people think the Russians, are up to their Mickey in this. So, John, what do you think? What have people been talking about with regard to that?
Well, it seems, Doug and Jennifer, whenever there's something suspicious these days going on, right away we're looking at country of Russia and what is or is not coming out of there. But at the same time, this situation in Beirut obviously should not have occurred. There were many things leading up to this that the government, the local government there in Beirut, was aware of, in the fact that fertilizer was being held inside that storage facility along with fireworks. They were illegal. There was a Russian ship that had been abandoned a couple of years ago that had different types of explosive supplies on it that was put inside that warehouse. And so apparently it created a perfect storm for creating this huge explosion, the likes of which, I guess, outside of Hiroshima, we've really never seen in the world.
If you saw the video out of there, John, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, there are businesses who had just, you know, in store cams, and to see people actually thrown by the force of this blast, it was unbelievable.
Well,
and you heard
killed,
it,
right?
And look, it may be what they're saying it is, and it was accidental, and it was horrifying nonetheless. But early on, the president said that his intelligence officers had told him that this wasn't an accident. Now, he stepped back saying, I'll go with what they say. But certainly, you have to imagine that we're investigating whether or not this was accidental or something else that's going on. It seems a bit suspicious that a blast like that would happen right by the port in a place that, I mean, growing up, this was commonplace in Beirut. I mean, I remember as a kid just going, oh, wow, your room looks like Beirut. My mom used to always say those things because it had the worst reputation, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's take a side trip down a street for just a minute or so, John, because you're so connected. You're on the Space Coast. I think last week and the week before we were talking about the launch up to the Mars rover, but they're also has been a lot of activity with SpaceX and those two getting back, landing in the ocean. So what sort of, was that? I think it was off the panhandle, wasn't it? Isn't that where they came down?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, guys, in the fact that SpaceX had come up with a total of 7 different sites that the capsule could land in the ocean with, some of those obviously in the Gulf of Mexico, and the others were in the Atlantic. And because of the hurricane coming through right at the time they wanted to land, they decided to put it in the Gulf, and it landed near Pensacola. So that was the first time we've landed one of our spacecraft in the water going back over 30 years. So it was quite remarkable. I was at the press conference, the video press conference that the astronauts had, and they talked about how well the spacecraft performed. It got a little warm inside there because the temperatures on the outside of that spacecraft as it was plummeting through the atmosphere reached, I believe, something like 35,000 degrees. Something incredible, and they said it got a little warm, but nonetheless, they used the term the capsule took on a process of a sleeping giant. It had been asleep, performing beautifully. It performed well on the way down, but they said it was like an animal, a wild animal on the way down, and it was making noises and bucking and doing all kinds of strange things.
Well, that's a little pod to be tossed around in the atmosphere. I mean, it's crazy to think about it.
It sure is, and when you think about it, coming through like a shooting star, really, really phenomenal. But SpaceX did a great job. The men and women, the engineers who designed that capsule, should be congratulated.
Proud of themselves. Yeah,
yep.
They did a great
job. Yeah, it was
job.
Excellent.
All right, number eight up next here in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review, the connection between politically correct thinking and the cancel culture. That's number eight. We'll talk about it after these words here on this week's Talk Radio Roundup.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services believes if everyone age 50 or older were screened regularly, 60% of deaths from colorectal cancer could be prevented.
Colorectal cancer has often been called the most preventable but least prevented cancer.
Why? Dr. John Kissel says it's because only 50 to 65% of people take part in screening programs. And the time to do that is before you have symptoms, because
once symptoms develop, A, they can be nonspecific, and B, it's usually going to be at advanced stage and harder to treat or even not curable. And that's why we really emphasize that people come in for a preventative screening exam when they're feeling well.
While colonoscopy remains the gold standard for screening, there are many more options you can discuss with your doctor. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, you're not alone. Amazon Echo devices are some of the world's most popular and affordable tech products. And with user data and surveys, VoiceBrew released their top uses and tips for Alexa. We asked VoiceBrew's Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
The Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years. And already, one in four adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music. Voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Find out more at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, so we don't have really enough time here, being the genius of timing that I am. my timing.
Quick,
sometimes,
get on.
No, huh? So after a couple of words from your local station, we'll dig into the cancel culture and political correctness with Jennifer Horn, John
Harper. You just canceled
Harper,
cancel culture.
Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's keep going here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and John Harper on our Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot stories and the people list that is always published in Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. That's where we get this list. Like Casey Kasem used to get his list from Billboard Magazine, we get ours from Talkers Magazine. So, at number 8, the whole business of the cancel culture, political correctness, I guess I've been on the end of this stick. Have you ever felt, Jennifer, like you have been a victim, if that's the right word, of people judging you because you were not politically correct?
I've had it happen a few times, not to the extent where I felt canceled. I mean, I think people take issue. I mean, it's just part of the business. People are going to agree with you or not, and sometimes they take it personally. I really try. It's always my goal not to make my political opinions personal, because I think we have to keep a distance between that, because people can get so hateful, and it really is. It's that to me is horrifying, that we just hate people for their thoughts that aren't like ours. I mean, there are a lot of people I don't agree with. Al Sharpton's a perfect example. But, man, I would stand next to him and defend the stuff that he says, because we live in a country where we should celebrate freedom of speech and let capitalism filter out the people that
he wouldn't
are
do the
worthy.
Same for you, though.
I know he wouldn't. But he you know what? That's not what bases my decision. You know, I still do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I think the cancel culture is unfortunate, because what they're trying to say is that we need to be better and better, deeper thinkers. But what they're actually wanting is homogenized thought, and
it's
so counterproductive. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, John, you ever been the victim of somebody who wanted to take you off the air because of your points of view?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. But at the same time, Doug and Jennifer, I always try to remain objective when I look at issues and people and things that are going on. Jennifer, I think, made a good point as well a moment ago. But I go back almost to what I call the Walter Cronkite days, where I try to remain as objective as possible and listen to all different opinions and try to funnel out the stuff that is not relevant. But at the same time, people are so tightly wrapped these days with issues and people, and it takes nothing to set people off from what I'm seeing these days. And so I try to take that into consideration and be as objective as I can about any issue.
Yeah, God love you, because that doesn't exist anymore. It's tough
to get tough to go down that street. At number seven, our relationship with China. My question would be, why do we even have a relationship with China?
Well, I thought you'd be celebrating this week because it drives me nuts that we talk about the media coverage. And I don't know that there's a person on the planet that could convince me that the media has been fair to President Trump, because you know what he did this week?
No.
He signed, and this is something that the two of us, Doug, have been on for a long time on the DJV program, and that is bringing our pharmaceutical business back to this country. And he signed an executive order this week talking about how the American government will only buy pharmaceutical products from American-made companies, not from China anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge step in the right direction.
Well, the whole situation with China and the business of why members of Congress are not leading the charge to bring our businesses back here is pretty telling to me anyway. I wrote a letter to my congresswoman, and one of her aides is a person I know fairly well, and I asked her what she was doing to stimulate bringing businesses back from China. And all she did was send me a three-paragraph note telling me what a boob Trump was and how everything was his fault. And I sent her back a note. I said, you didn't answer my question. I don't care about what you think about Trump. I want to know what you're doing for your constituents to make life better for them, for us. Crickets. 28 past the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Those bipartisan talks on a coronavirus relief bill, they've collapsed. A compromise between Congress and the White House is now in doubt, as the U.S. has eclipsed 160,000 coronavirus deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Democrats were seeking a $3.4 trillion deal at one point. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said they even offered to reduce the price tag.
We come down a trillion from our top number, which is 3.4. They go up a trillion from their top number, which was 1.
President Trump in New Jersey said if Democrats don't act, he would bring relief by executive order.
And what we're talking about is deferring the payroll tax for
a period of months till the end of the year, and I could extend it at a certain period.
This is USA Radio News. The U.S. economy added 1.8 million jobs last month as the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
His latest report follows the 4.8 million jobs that were added in June before a spike in COVID-19 cases. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.8 million in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. These improvements in the labor market reflected the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In July, employment rose in several major industries, with the largest gains in leisure and hospitality, government, retail trade, professional and business services, other services, and health care.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Dow finished up Friday 46.5 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup, Part 2 for the first week of August. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my colleague Jennifer Horn. I guess that title can go to both these people, because I've known. Thank you, Doug. I've Joan. I get paid by the word. You all know that, right? So I put words together sometimes, like
you're so
join.
Kind.
Yes,
yeah, I like to save money.
Join, yes, right. So, at any rate, John Harper, I've probably known longer than I've known you, Jennifer, in a manner of speaking. If I really,
I know,
would go,
I feel like John has been. I mean, I've known you, gosh, forever, and
you know,
I've been on this program since 2006, and I feel like John's always been a part of our conversation. So that's
It, and Doug, we go way back. I guess close to 30 years.
Right. Well, I started doing the morning syndicated program in 1988, in October of 1988. And I think you were one of the, you were in the first wave, but you were pretty close to it. I bet you.
That's right.
I think you're right about 30 years, as a matter of fact. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we don't look a bit different than we did 30 years ago, and we don't sound a bit different than we did 30 years ago, so three cheers for us. All right, and as Casey would say, and now, back to the countdown. Number 6, focus on the economy and the stimulus legislation. This is a real mess. What a can of worms. These boobs in Washington, if I can throw my 2 cents worth in. You know, the stimulus situation, the House can't get its crap together, the Senate a little better than, but, so, I guess what I was thinking, Jennifer, is that Trump was going to do something on his own, kind of like he did. We were just talking about China and him signing an executive order
The Democrats are slow walking everything, because they would rather see people.
Well, the Republicans are not exactly moving at anything other than the snail's pace either.
Maybe, but I think that if you're looking at who's really trying to delay this and take their time with it, and I'd be honest with you, it's just from my perspective, it seems that the Democrats are slow walking it because they have a lot to do. They want the chaos. They want the people out of work because we have an election coming up. up. And the more out of control things seem, the better it is for someone new to come in, whoever that someone new is, because people aren't satisfied with the current trajectory of the country. So I think there is slow walking. It's a shame that everything has to be political, even helping people during a pandemic. As a conservative, it kills me that we're just literally spending. But during a pandemic year, what else can you
print that money? Let's go. Run your 3D printer. So I was looking at one of these guys, Representative Dan Kildee of Michigan, said the president's words are empty. His threats are empty. Well, I don't know how you know that until he actually does something, but it's, it makes for good press anyway. And once again, these people on both sides are so clueless about making things or helping things to work. Wow. All right, so, and I guess that's the first of 6, 5, 4, and 3 on the countdown are all related to COVID. The economy, certainly in the situation we're in, needs another stimulus shot in the arm, I guess, much as anything else. How, John, you're in Florida on the Space Coast. What's the economy like? Your area is booming because of the space biz, but in Florida in general, Florida's not exactly a huge industrial nation. It's more a residential destination, and it's more of an entertainment destination. So what's how is the economy affecting life and living in Florida?
Well, good question. Here on the Space Coast, we're not feeling a whole lot of negative effects because, as you mentioned, Doug, the space industry, what it's doing and what is coming in the future. So there is a lot of growth, a lot of housing going
great
on
jobs.
Here,
yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's looking pretty good. However, you go one county to the west of where I sit, that's Orange County, and that is Orlando, that's Disney World, and I've got news for you. Disney World and the other companies and theme parks that are associated with the tourist attractions, they're really hurting. They're down big time. I talked to someone just yesterday who had been to Legoland, which is the former, Doug, you'll remember, the old Cypress Gardens.
Right.
And Legoland has taken that over, and they've redeveloped it. They've done a great job in creating quite a themed attraction there, and families love it and all that. And the person I spoke to said there was nobody there. They were there the other day this week, and there was nobody there. So the theme parks are really hurting to the tune of billions of dollars. And I would imagine, Jennifer, it might be the same out there in Los Angeles with
we're closed down, actually, still, John. If you can imagine, Disneyland is still closed. It has been since the middle of March. And I think Knott's Berry Farm might be open in some capacity, but I think Universal is still shut down. So they're, by and large, we're still under those shutdown orders.
Yeah, so we're hurting here, and as far as everything outside of the Space Coast.
All right, so there's that now. So the other areas of concern or focus here with regard to COVID, all the stats, the numbers, people in the hospital. Jennifer has a story to tell because she's had the COVID experience, and her mother has been in the hospital. And you look around at, I don't know that I did ask you this on the DJV program about how many other people were in that hospital with your mother who also had it and being treated for it. Were the majority of people in that hospital?
Yeah, thankfully the hospitalizations are down. This is our local hospital. It's the one that my doctor is associated with. So we like to go there. It's the place where we probably feel the most comfortable. But she has her own room right now. They put her into a telemetry room. And so it's usually a two-person room. Most telemetry is when you're on monitors, but you're not in intensive care. So they have frequent checks on monitors, but they're not monitoring you at the nurse's desk, basically. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It, it,
yeah.
So she was kind of worried because it's the only place. Our hospital has all private rooms except for telemetry. And so there's two beds in her room. They're big rooms, which is nice. But she's like, oh, please don't let this happen, because they put her in with another COVID patient. But so far, she's had her own room. The census for the hospital is low. The census for the hospital my fiance Jeff works at, they're also down just to a few patients. So it seems hospitalizations are down. But I also think there are a lot of people who are afraid to go. I know I thought it was the last resort to take my mom to the hospital. We wanted to try to treat her at home to the extent that we could. Yeah. So I think people are staying away.
Yeah. Anybody in your circle have this problem, John?
No, fortunately not. I can't say anybody does.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, so that's a good... Well, down in Florida, there were, if you believe the news media, everybody on the street, especially south of you, is dying or dead on the beach or whatever.
You're all having beach parties, and you're being irresponsible and spreading it around. That's what we hear, John. That's what we hear.
Well, that is true as far as there are a lot of people who are totally ignoring the social distancing. And, there are a lot of beach parties and things like that. I think that's letting up. I think people are finally getting the message. I certainly hope so. But it has been, guys, it's been out of control here in the state of Florida. And it's been scary. I know I've limited the amount of outside activities that I do, and I try to do the majority of it from home.
Gives me more time to spend on the tractor. I don't have to worry about anybody chasing me around on the tractor or giving me anything. Nothing. Zero. Give those good old Massey. Those Massey Ferguson tractors are a great escape hatch. It's like going into outer space with SpaceX. Yeah. All right. That's kind of a combo of number five and number four. Number three, the discussion of what to do about opening school. This is one of the areas, depending on where you are in the country, has seen the least amount of vision. Most of the solutions to the problem that I've seen anyway, they have no vision, have no long-term goal. It's just, what do we do today? And maybe that's because we don't know what tomorrow brings, but wow, we spent a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars trying to, new buses and maybe making the schools. I should be out of this.
I just think it's a poor decision to just shut down schools. I live in California, and most schools in California will be shut down to start the semester. Now, the good news is they're making the teachers more accountable in what they're teaching, because the end of the last semester was a disaster. Kids were not getting the attention that they needed. They weren't getting anything.
Nothing.
And so they are trying to make the teachers more accountable, but I still contend in areas where there's an outbreak of cases, we need to have a hybrid school. We need to have a hybrid tracks, kind of like they did when schools went year-round, where some students would be on track A, track B, track C, so that kids are at least getting some in-classroom experience. If not, just bring them back and socially distance the teachers, because it's the kids who are less impacted by this. So, I mean, there's a way to do it. I think it's really short-sighted to just shut everything down.
Well, yeah. What are they doing in Florida, John?
I think here in Florida, it is really up in the air as far as the schools and what the various school districts are trying to do. And I think the teachers are threatening to go on strike. And for the most part, schools in the state of Florida would not open as a result. I mean, it's really thrown everything upside down, and the teachers are very concerned about what is going to be happening to the school year. They want to come back, they want to go to work, but they're very concerned about what the future holds for them for the remainder of this school season, or the start of the school season into 2021. So it's very much a hot issue. It's a hot potato that no one has an answer to yet.
Well, one of the things that when you look around and try to get a vision, if you will, in California, listening to what the unions say about, we're not going back to school unless you do this, 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 and this, has nothing to do with running a school. Is that modified?
Like they're
holding
them hostage, basically.
Yeah.
No, they're not modifying it. They want, and it's things that have nothing to do with school. You know, it's passing health care for all. It's all of these things that are like a far left wish list. It's strange.
It is strange. All right. On the people list this week, from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can also, by the way, find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all the things that are ancillary to this fabulous business. At number 10, Letitia James. Number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio. He has the virus, so he's number 8. Mark Meadows is at 7, no relation to Audrey. Number 6, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, tied. What a wonderful couple they make. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are tied at number 5, another great couple. Cyrus Vance Jr. at 4. Jonathan Swan at 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position, with everybody wondering who he's going to pick for his running mate. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Those are the people on the list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started off didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
On the countdown, the story list includes, at number 10, the suit that's been filed by the Attorney General of New York State against the National Rifle Association. At number 9, the big blow-up literally in Beirut this week. At number 8, political correctness, the cancel culture, that sort of thing. Number 7, getting rid of TikTok and our other various and sundry things that we're dealing with regarding our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. How is it doing as far as you're concerned? Number 5, 4, and 3, all COVID-related, the economy, health care, whether to wear a mask or not, all that good stuff, and opening our school systems up because of the worry, the concern, who gets it? Number 2, the Trump Axios interview. And number 1, the presidential race. That's it. That's the scoop. Those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 1 this week, the focus on the presidential race. Who's going to run with Joe Biden? I say it's going to be Michelle Obama. Everybody else says, huh? What? I'm on the fence here. John, where are you personally? Are you? I think you said you were voting for Trump, right? Didn't you tell me that before? Do I remember that?
No way. No way.
No,
absolutely
never. All right.
Not.
Okay.
Okay, I'm voting for Trump.
The other John Harper I was talking to. So yeah, what happens? What happens if Biden picks some loser for vice president like Kamala Harris?
Well, in my opinion, I'm going to have to just suck it up and go with it, because the alternative I can't see.
Doesn't appeal to you. All right, so no. Jennifer, there's no question that Pence is going to be on the ticket with Trump, right? Mm-hmm. There's many questions about that.
I believe that to be true. Yes.
All right. And Pence this week went after John Roberts. That laid an egg, though, because a lot of people like John Roberts, right?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of in the middle. I mean, it's hard because they're not supposed to be political, so it's hard to insult him for that.
John Harper, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review for the first week of August.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. A review for the weekend of the top 5 technology items as edited by Victoria Keelan. But because she's not here, Doug Steffen goes through the list. Starting at number 5, Honda recalling 600,000 vans and SUVs because of a faulty software chain that can, among other things, cause the backup camera to fail and the driver display to malfunction or reboot. I just kind of laughed at this because people are now dependent on these sorts of things, and you know, cars only recently had them, the last 10 years or so? So if you have an Odyssey anyway, or a Passport, or a Pilot, you've probably got a car outfitted with incorrect instrument panel control software, can cause the display not to show some of the information that the engine oil pressure, speed, that sort of thing, because it's all computerized. So anyway, this is not a great thing, and you should get it checked out if you're driving a Honda. Number 4 on our tech list this week, the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3 is out there. It's now included a heart monitoring electrocardiogram app, which has been cleared by the FDA. Second smartwatch in our country to feature this thing. The Apple Watch received clearance back in 2018. The FDA clearance means that the watch can be used as a medical device. Not the same thing as full approval, which is a high standard only given to high-risk Class 3 devices like pacemakers. They go through a lot of testing. Samsung's app is a lower-risk Class 2 product, and the Apple EKG app is also Class 2. It's not clear when the Samsung app will be made available here in our country. The existing Galaxy Watch Active 2 already had an EKG feature, but it hasn't been usable here. The EKG app was cleared and activated in South Korea in May. It's not clear if it'll be unlocked on the Active 2 status for us here right away. The Galaxy Watch 3 also has a blood pressure and blood oxygen monitor. Those features haven't received clearance yet, and they aren't going to be available in our country. Okay, number three on the countdown, working our way to number one. Google shared a detailed timeline for Google Play Music's shutdown. Access will be revoked next month for users in New Zealand and South Africa, and for users all over the rest of the world in October. By December, the service will shut down all the way, after which you won't be able to transfer your account. Additionally, starting later this month, Google will no longer accept purchases for music within its Play Store. Google is making these moves now because they've got their YouTube music service in full swing. So that's the replacement. Just a couple of months ago, it started allowing Google Play Music users to transfer practically every facet of their libraries to the new service. Transferring all of that content is pretty simple. Just open the YouTube Music app for the first time. Bingo, it does it. Automatically, you'll see something similar to the screen posted. Then there's a how-to on the process if you need some more assistance. Google promised that it would give plenty of notice in advance of Play Music shutting down, so it's made good on that, I guess, with this announcement. So continue to use the service till it shuts down if you want to. Get a new device with Android 10 loaded on. You'll find YouTube Music pre-installed in place of the Google Play Music. So you might want to begin the adjustment process if you have that utility. Number two this week, the focus on that Twitter hacker and the hearing that got bombed, Zoom bombed in a manner of speaking. Everybody's using Zoom. So listen to this. A 17-year-old Florida student named Graham Ivan Clark arrested and charged as the mastermind behind the massive Bitcoin scam. Remember, Obama got hit and Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Bezos, Apple, all of them. He pulled it off by posing as a member of Twitter's IT department, used Twitter's own admin tool to break into the accounts. The court publicly revealed last week that it would hold hearings over Zoom, no password required. So naturally, all hell broke loose. Trolls decided to Zoom bomb the entire hearing, spewing disgusting noises, piping in distracting music, and some porn, all that good stuff. The judge spent more time force ejecting trolls than he did delivering his decision, which, by the way, was to keep Clark's bail at $725,000 over six times the amount of Bitcoin that he has gotten in this Twitter scam. So there's that one. Number one this week, TikTok. President Trump claims that TikTok will be out of business in the U.S. by September 15th if the Chinese parent company doesn't sell it or provide the U.S. Treasury Department with a lot of money. So let's see where all that goes, those of you who love TikTok. That's number one this week in the Tech Story Department. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.